Today we're talking about how power corrupts you and turns you into a selfish monster.
It's ours. Precious. It's ours. Let's kill the fat hobbit.
Wait, are you saying I'm fat and short?
Master found out at prime.
Let's just talk about that bit.
Hey, you're listening to ICRT FM 100, and this is Vit Talk with me, JR, and
Ray,
the Fat Hobbit.
Are you back to normal now?
That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
Because today we're talking about how power corrupts people, right?
Yeah. And that was a character from the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, 魔戒里面的
Smeagol.
Smeagol.
Wait, is it Smeagol or Gollum? Oh, Smeagol is the Hobbit name. Yeah, and he's like to Gollum.
He has a split personality.
Yeah, Smeagol and Gollum.
But anyways, thank you for tuning into the show. We're here every Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 8:30 p.m. It's called VidTalk. And what VidTalk does is we do choose videos that are circulating on the internet. Most of them are chosen by you.
All right.
And we talk about these videos and we teach you the English within it.
Mm-hmm. So VidTalk is video talk. 我们是一个影片的讨论节目。 那我们会讨论有趣的英文影片，并且教你里面的英文用法。
Right. And at the end of each show, we do issue you a challenge. So do remember to listen to the end, okay?
Right.
And we also ask you to vote for the next video. So do go to our website, voicetube.com/radio.
所以呢，我们VidTalk也是呢，每个礼拜会给你一个挑战，一个翻译的挑战哦。如果你到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 来去回应这个挑战的话，就有机会听到你自己的声音在ICRT上面。That
is correct. Okay, so what's the video that we're looking at today, Ray?
Okay, so today, you've heard the awkward role play that we just gave you. It's talking about power, actually. Talking about power. So how power makes people selfish. Now. So the first question to kick it off, do you think that power changes people?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So we have a lot of people in power, right? We have a president, right? We have military leaders,
mm-hmm.
and we have like on a very small scale, like in a family, we have the father, the mother, the parents.
In a class, the class leader.
The leader, yeah, the principal. Mm-hmm. So they're always a person or a position with power. And it's very interesting to see how the power actually changes the people's behavior.
Right, right.
And that's what's talked about in today's video.
Mm.
Now, before we go into the video, I want to talk about, give you guys an analog of this kind of phenomenon. It's from The Lord of the Rings. So the character just now was Gollum, right?
Yeah.
He is also a character that's twisted by power. Mm-hmm. So power changed him in a way. And I want to talk about the Lord of the Rings saga. I'm a big fan. And it all started because this... What is his name? Sauron? Sauron, yeah, Sauron.
Solemn?
No, Sauron.
Sauron. Sauron?
Sauron. I think Sauron. The Eye of Sauron?
Eye of Sauron.
We have to do some research. But, you know, the big freaking eye on that tower.
Big eyeball.
Yeah, the fiery eyeball. So anyway, he made rings that gives power. And humans, they sought after it and they become corrupted by the power because it's so powerful. Everybody wants it. Everybody's after it. And they're like killing each other for it. And the ones that actually get that ring, they end up like even worse off, affected by that power. So it's a way of saying power corrupts, like in this fictional work. Tolkien is saying that power affects people in ways that we can't really describe, but it's not necessarily for the better.
Right. But now there are scientific facts that back that up, actually.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about today here on the video. There was another movie called Bruce Almighty.
Right.
王牌天神.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
Jim
yeah.
Carrey. I love that movie.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
They did this movie together. Bruce, he got the power of God.
Yeah. He became almighty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
So when he first got his powers, the first thing that he does is he fixes his own relationship
with his girlfriend,
his own errands, his own stuff. He becomes all selfish with his power, and he plays around with it, like splitting the soup in the bowl,
getting the clothing from the store without buying them,
and taking care of the bullies that bullied him in the past.
So like, all he did was like exploit the power first.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of what happens when we get power all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which is not a good thing, I think.
It did go, like, twist in a good way, because in the end, he ended up, like, sharing that power and helping people.
Eventually, it became a very touching story.
Yeah, which is better. So these two movies are Lord of the Rings Saga, and then we have Bruce Almighty. These are all like demonstrating how power affects people's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to the video today. I think it's a very interesting video. It's not quite long, but it's a video by, I think, the University of California. And they are very scientific in their observations of how power changes people. So they're doing all sorts of experiments, research, and they have a conclusion in the form of this video. So we're going to talk you through it. There's a lot of jargons, like big words, frontal lobe,
frontal
empathy,
脑前额叶,
frontal lobe, anyway, the front part of your brain, and then there's these empathy networks. Anyway, so what they're saying is they have found that a localized area of the brain, which is the frontal lobe, it's actually associated with your empathy.
Mm-hmm.
So empathy is 同理心的意思. Okay, so we know the word sympathy, right? Sympathy is 同情心.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy is 同理心. They're kind of like the same thing, basically, if you don't get too scientific. But what it comes down to is how you feel for others, right? If when others are in pain, do you feel with them? Do you sympathize with them? Are you feeling compelled to help them? That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So they found out that the frontal lobe of your brain, it's connected to your empathy network. So when you see someone in pain, a part of your frontal lobe, it fires up.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel that pain along with it.
So are you saying that if you hurt that specific part of your brain, you could lose your ability to empathize other people?
That's exactly what the research is pointing to. The damage of the frontal lobe, it's somehow related to how you show empathy towards other people.
Oh, and in the video, they also found one thing is that when people are given power of any kind, like power over other people, power in an organization, their brain biologically tended to change up a bit, and in a way that seems similar to people who damage their frontal lobe.
Right.
That's kind of ironic.
Interesting, yeah. Like, to say the least.
So in Chinese, it would be like, 当你得到权力的时候，你就变脑残.
It damages your frontal lobe so that you look like patients with damaged brain.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very interesting because when a patient, for real, he damages his brain, he kind of loses it, even if he's like a good citizen, even if he had like really nice personality, he's always nice to people.
Mm.
If you damage his frontal lobe, he becomes mean. He'll throw like swear words at you.
Uh-huh.
Those with power, it's the same effect.
Yeah.
So when you give someone power, it's like you're hitting them in the frontal lobe. You're trying to damage them in the frontal lobe. It's kind of like,
I'm good without the power. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like, no thanks. So in the video, they also did this other experiment where they wanted to test out, like in real life, what is going on in the mindset of people who has power. And it's a very simple experiment. Basically, they call it affectionately the Cookie Monster experiment because
the Cookie Monster. Come on, Cookie Monster wants cookies.
You are like in all sorts of characters today. Wow, you're so good. The experiment involves cookies and three subjects. So what they did was they brought in three subjects into the room and they assigned power to one particular person. So they're like, hey, you're in charge here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have power over the others.
Mm.
And then they gave them very monotone, very boring tasks like typing, writing.
Which was not the point, actually.
Yeah, which was just to divert their attention.
Yeah.
But after all that, they were brought, they were presented with four pieces of cookie.
Yeah,
so remember,
you gotta keep in mind that they only have three.
That's right.
Three
that's right.
People.
Yeah, three participants, four cookies.
Yeah, so each of them take a cookie.
That's right, and there's always gonna be one left, and nobody wants to be the one that gets the last cookie because that's kind of like you're being rude. Yeah, rude. You're being inconsiderate. But what happened in the end? What turned out is every time the one that takes that last cookie will be the one that's assigned power.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the one who feels superior, the ones who feel at power, they're always gonna be the ones who grab out and shamelessly take that one last remaining piece of cookie and eat it without shame.
So he's the cookie monster.
Right. That's why they call it the cookie monster experiment.
Cookie monster. I can't help it.
So it's very interesting, this video, to see how scientifically it's supported how power affects you and it affects your behavior really and how you treat others.
Yeah. So don't hesitate to go to our website and check this video out. It's voicetube.com/radio.
Okay, 所以如果想要看这个影片的话呢，这个权力如何改变一个人的行为跟一个人的习惯的话呢，可以到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio. And we're going to hit a short break right here, and we'll be back with all the English usages in this video.
And cookies! And we're here back on the show. It's about time for us to talk about the English within this video, which is talking about how power makes people selfish.
Right.
And me and Ray are apparently not powerful people. We're not selfish. We're generous people.
Yeah, you could say that.
We're probably at the bottom of the organization.
所以呢，这边是我们要进入第二阶段，我们 The Talk。第二部分呢，就会带你来了解一下这部影片里面的不同的英文用法。那今天一样，我们选了五个单字或片语。那因为这部影片其实有很多的科学用语嘛，那我们没有选那些用法，我们是选比较亲近的，比较这个实际上真的会使用的这些句型，所以不要担心。那我们会先给你听一下影片里面的例句是怎么讲的，那再来会让你听一下我们的翻译，最后我们会讨论一下这一个。单字哦，这个片语要怎么样真在一个句子里面使用
？Okay, the first sentence for today.
When you damage the empathy networks of your brain, which some people do, they become really impulsive.
当你伤到你脑中的同理系统，就像有一些人曾经遭遇的那样，他们就会变得相当冲动。
When you damage the empathy networks of your brain, which some people do, they become really impulsive.
所以你伤到一个东西，你伤到这个同理系统，就是 empathy network. So when you damage your empathy network, they become really impulsive. So here we're going to look at impulsive. What is impulsive?
Impulsive Chinese, 冲动.
That's right,
like,
that's right.
Inclined to act on impulse rather than thinking carefully.
Right, impulse. 所以是非常冲动的做一件事情。所以他在这边说的是我们之前有讨论到嘛，我们前面的这个前额啊，如果伤到的话，它是会同时伤到你的同理系统。所以你就会变得 you're not empathetic, you're not sympathetic of people. 所以你会没有办法去体会人们的痛苦。所以就变成是你做的事情是很冲动的，不考虑他人的 right? Being inconsiderate, being impulsive. And I think a couple episodes back, we also look at this word called compulsive. Right?
Compulsive.
Do you remember that word? Compulsive.
Right.
Right? So compulsive 的话是我记得在我们有一集是在讲到有关你多常使用你的手机、right? And there's this sentence, people check their phones more compulsively than they thought.
Right.
所以 compulsive 这边的意思是说就是被强迫性的，
强迫性
的一定要去做的事情、
yeah.
所以其实我们看这两个字有一点类似的地方、right? impulsive、mm-hmm. 冲动性的、right? compulsive 你必要性的就是强迫的、
yeah.
一定要去做，
强迫症，一个是冲什么
暴怒症，
冲动性的，
对对，冲动性的，
对
对
对, 对
一个是强迫，一个是冲动，所以这边是因为是它同一个字根的关系，对 compulsiveimpulsive. Right, so these are the two words. 顺便帮你复习一下之前学过的字。
Here's your example. Some people get impulsive when they play sports.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like a lot of people I know.
Yeah, it's like they have a different personality when they're on the
field.
Yeah,
like in daily life, they're good people and nice personalities.
Polite, please sit here.
Yeah.
Here is your stuff.
Yeah, and when they're on the sports field, like, wow, what's happened to them?
Like, possessed or something.
Like somebody
get out of my
smashed
way.
Their brain.
It's like, even the voices get deep and we do know a lot of people like that. 所以这边是说有一些人他们在玩在运动的时候就会变得很冲动。
Some people get impulsive when they play sports.
Right.
So、impulsive. You should check your brain. All right, second sentence for today.
And if they have this head trauma and little chunks of the frontal lobes are gone, they'll start swearing suddenly, they start yelling at their kids, they feel disconnected.
而如果他们有这样的头部创伤且失去一小块的额叶，他们会突然开始骂脏话，他们会开始对他的孩子们大吼大叫。
And if they have this head trauma and little chunks of the frontal lobes are gone, they'll start swearing suddenly, they'll start yelling at their kids. That's terrible.
Yeah, 所以我们这边要看的是、trauma. 所以 trauma 在这边呢，刚刚中文翻译有讲到了， trauma 就是创伤的意思。But usually trauma, it's kind of like not used more in the physical sense, right? It can also be used in an emotional sense.
It can be
state.
Used in the physical sense, but it's used more when it comes to, when we're talking mentally.
Yeah, like you have like a trauma, you're traumatized.
Yeah.
就心里受到有一个阴影，心里受到创伤的感觉。
Like severe mental distress, which is caused by something in the past.
That's right. 所以 trauma, traumatized. 所以 traumatized 就是 trauma 它的这个动词。所以我们这边看到的话呢，它是使用在就是实际上受到创伤，所以呢，这边讲的其实是说，我们刚刚说的嘛，就是一些 patients 他们的这个前额的脑呢受伤了，他们原本是很好的、很 nice 的人，但是呢，头部受伤之后就开始骂脏话啊，开始对他的小孩子大吼大叫啊。So they're these kind of people. So people who have this kind of head trauma, they'll start swearing suddenly, they'll start yelling at their kids.
Sounds like a lot of parents.
Right, even with intact frontal lobes. Yeah,
that's right. So for an example here, I'm looking at Ray. Ray was left in trauma after his girlfriend left him.
What? I had like an imaginary girlfriend the other show, and now I have a girlfriend that's left me. Right.
So now that makes sense because your brain got hurt,
and then I have like to make up an imaginary girlfriend. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
All right. I'm just making this
sure,
up.
Sure, JR.
I'm just making it up.
Okay. 他说这个 Ray 呢受到创伤的，因为他的女朋友离他而去了。Right. So
Which
traumatized.
Not true. Not true. Okay.
Okay. Let's go to our next sentence. Well, I'm traumatized by that example sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's go to our next sentence.
All right, our next sentence.
We brought three people to the lab. We pointed at one person. We said, you're in charge, right? And so that person kind of felt powerful.
我们带了三个人到实验室，我们指着一个人说，是你负责。然后那个人就会感到权力在握。
We brought three people to the lab. We pointed to one person and said, you're in charge, right? And that person kind of felt powerful.
Okay.So, 这边是我们讲的那个 Cookie Monster Experiment. Okay, 所以他们带了三个人进来实验室，然后呢，把权力给其中一个人嘛。So, we point to one person, 指着一个人说 you're in charge, 你是负责的人。Okay, and that person kind of felt powerful. 我们这边要看的是 kind of.那这个kind of, if you say in English, you can also say...
Like, sort of.
Right, but that doesn't really explain it.
Yeah. So in Chinese, for your better understanding, you can say 蛮, like 蛮酷的, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, 蛮帅的.
Kind of handsome.
蛮烂的.
Kind of lame.
Yeah. So kind of, you can add it in front of any adjective you want to say.
Yeah.
它其实有点像赘词，就是你不需要说，你可以直接说 it's cool, right?、那你说 it's kind of cool,、就有点像是你把它降低那个程度，
有点那个，
有一点点
中间和高之间的那个蛮酷的
，right? 所以 that person kind of felt powerful, 所以他没有完全觉得有权利，他只是有一点觉得有权利，所以 kind of。那他这个 kind of, 它是两个字嘛？那我们在讲快的时候，连音的时候变 kind of。K-I-N-D-A, right, kind of powerful, kind of stupid, kind of lame, kind of. Okay.
All right, next sentence.
You stop attending carefully to what other people think.
你不再留意别人在想什么。
You stop attending carefully to what other people think.
Right, 所以这边是你如果就是你的前夜对，如果受伤的话，或者是你得到权利的话，你就会开始不再留意别人在想什么。So you stop attending carefully to what other people think. Right, attending. What's attending?
Like paying careful attention.
Right, paying attention. 那其实 attend 这个原本动词是 attend 嘛，对不对 ？Attend. Attend 它可以是 like 参加一件事情 ，right? I'm attended like a ceremony.
A ceremony, right?
那它其实有很多的字哦，它可以变成衍生成很多不同的字，比如说attentive. What's that?
attentive, like 专注 to being really focused on
something. Yeah, I'm really attentive in class. 我上课很专心听。 And 你可以说 如果是名词的话 你可以说 attendant, like a flight attendant.
Yeah,
空服员 所以他服务你的人 所以 attend是服务吗 也可以是服务 也可以是参与 那还有这个 attention, right, attention 这个很简单 就是你注意力 所以你的注意力 对, pay attention in class.
Yeah.
最后一个你可以讲 attendance。 Attendance就是一个 比如说学生的出席率
yeah.
你有没有出席 right? 但这个就是 attend 出席的名词 attendance. So you have attend, you have attentive, you have attendant, you have attention, you have attendance. Okay. 到我们的网站 voiceu.com/radio 会把这些字呢都写下来给你 可以一次看到这些字 他们是什么关联 跟什么意思 yeah. Okay. Do you have
example,
a sentence? Yep.
I just came up with this.
Okay.
Ray's mom attends his every need.
which is true. It's just true.
It is?
Yeah, it is true.
Okay.
Yeah. She cooks my food. She does my laundry. He makes my bed.
Mom, where are my socks, yeah. mom?
It's not dry yet.
Where's my underwear? I need it for the show today.
The shower is not. There's no hot water.
Yeah. Okay. We love you, mom.
Yeah. Mom, you're the best.
You're the best, always.
Okay, let's go to our next sentence.
Last sentence.
And lo and behold, our high power person was more likely to eat with their mouth open, lips smacking, crumbs literally like falling onto their sweaters, you know.
你看看, 高权力的人更倾向于吃东西时开着嘴巴。
And lo and behold, our high powered person is more likely to eat with their mouth open.
Okay, 所以呢, 这边要看的是 lo and behold. 这个其实是一个蛮特别的用法, 你在讲这个一定要一起用, 你不能只讲 lo, 也不能只讲 behold.
Yeah.
Okay, lo and behold, behold是 就是去看看的感觉 所以 lo and behold 就是你看看 就是 look 的感觉 right?
Yeah,
so,
you see
take a look,
right?
It's right here. So lo and behold, our high power person is something something. 所以这边在讲的是说 在 Cookie Monster的实验呢 实际上 显示出来的结果就是你看看吧 就是这一些高权力的人 他们会去吃那个第四块饼干
Right. Alright, so that is about it for today. Your 5 sentences. You can always look up the content of the show on our website voicetube.com/radio. And also go there because we are giving you a challenge on our website. Do translate this sentence from Chinese to English.
不要冲动, 你应该三思而后行。
对, 不要冲动, 你应该三思而后行。
好, 我们想要你用哪一个呢? 我们想要你用impulsive。
Impulsive
用这个字哦 在翻译的时候要包含这个字哦 有些人发现有些人在回应的时候 造句就是按照自己的喜好找 没有用到我们的关键字 We won't choose you that way So be sure to include the word impulsive
That's right
So and go to our website voicetube.com/radio to make your response
Alright, and taking a look at last week's challenge, here are our respondents, and this is the one that we've chosen. This is from Terry.
Terry
as a girl Terry.
I think a girl Terry, yeah, girl Terry.
Girl Terry, T-E-R-R-I, okay.
上一个礼拜我们的挑战的句子是 我连续3个礼拜都听了VidTalk. Okay, so let's check out Terry's sentence. JR?
I've tuned in to VidTalk for 3 weeks in a row.
That's
correct.
Right. Good for you.
Good for you.
Hope you're listening right now. In a row, 我们上个礼拜教的嘛，就是连续的意思 mm-hmm, in a row. Mm-hmm. 所以, 我连续3个礼拜都听 VidTalk. I've tuned in to VidTalk for 3 weeks in a row. You can also say I've listened to VidTalk for 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, and that's about it for today. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Don't forget before you go, do vote for our next video. 下一个影片让你来选择.
没错.
On our website,
voiceup.com/radio. voiceup.com. 谢谢 radio.
That is correct. All right, my name is JR.
And I'm Ray. You can check us out on Facebook. JR, your Facebook is?
Mine is JR Lee Radio. That's J-R-L-E-E Radio. Or
and,
just Google it.
Right, and mine is Ray Do English with a D-U. Go check us out and be sure to come back next Monday for more VidTalk.
That's right. See you guys.
Bye.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。